Welcome to Odyssey. What's that? Hi, Jack. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm just finishing. Well, would you like something hot? Hot.
Hi there.
All right, everybody, how are you doing? This is Kevin McCreary from The Ceiling Fan, and I am on the phone with none other than...
Mark Jones.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I've been stressed out lately. Been in the process of moving. Just moved into a new apartment.
Yeah.
Still working a lot. Still trying to take time to do The Ceiling Fan because the fans love it, and I love doing it.
It's a blast. As we both know, there was a time where me and you were both like, I don't know if we can do this anymore. We even made an announcement that we were going to take a break. You know, God's really moved to give us time to at least do some episodes and has given us help. Lauren has helped us out tremendously.
Yeah, and Jacob Isom.
Great guys. And, I mean, it's really because of them that we've been able to keep going because they've relieved a lot of the stress that we had of doing stuff that we just can't do.
So, yeah, thanks, guys, for all your help and the hard work you put into The Ceiling Fan. Jacob for that fantastic website. Lauren actually is the one who did the character drawings for Ethan and Phil.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic.
He's just so talented. You know, he does excellent voices. We've been really blessed to have fans like Lauren, who was a fan of The Ceiling Fan. Speaking of, this is, in fact, the moment everybody's been waiting for, essentially, is what this is.
Yeah, totally. This is where we announce the winner of the Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack Contest for this year, 2010.
Yeah, and man, this year has been awesome. We got a bunch of entries, 7 in fact.
Which is 5 more than we got last year.
Yes.
And next year we're hoping for, another increase of that amount. So start working on your entries now for next year.
And we got 2 last year, and they were good. I was excited the first time we do a contest and we get 2 entries and people, 2 people who put work into their entry. And this year we got 7 in, and phenomenal job, all of them. This was probably the most difficult choice that I've had to make for The Ceiling Fan ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we all listened to them, Lauren, Jacob, Mark, and me. It was a really tough decision.
It was a hard thing to do because we started out just picking our favorites, and then I was like, we got to make it a little bit more objective.
Yeah.
And so I came up with a rating system based on creativity, quality, and humor. And even then, it was a really, really hard decision.
You know, last year, it was like, okay, one or the other, we just kind of listened and observed, and okay, this one we feel like is the best. This year, they were so close that there's no way we could have just, oh, this is my favorite, oh, that's my favorite. I mean, you coming up with a rating system was really helpful, and that's what we, in our minds, what we were basing it off of anyway, but being able to write a number down for it, that was really helpful. But still really difficult. In fact, so much so that we are going to do a second contest for the people who entered called the Fan Choice Contest, which means we are going to put everyone who entered onto the website, and then you guys will get to vote. The listeners will get to vote who their favorite is. Obviously, the winner that we have picked doesn't get to join into that festivities because they've already won. And then there will be a prize for that, which we will let you guys know what that prize is a little bit later.
Don't feel left out because everybody who entered this year is getting some prize.
Right.
We're working hard to figure out what we can do because we want to do something for everybody because it's like, you give to us because you listen to The Ceiling Fan and you visit our website and we want to give back to you.
I didn't even think about it, just how much people know about The Ceiling Fan. Like, people who entered, they seem to know more about The Ceiling Fan than I do. And I write the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there were a couple of these entries I was listening to, and I was like, they're referencing stuff that I vaguely remember, and they're referencing it in great detail. And it's like, did we actually put this into an episode? I mean,
it was awesome. And so that's why we really want to give back, because people really worked hard. We had people who got their family together, and, every member of their family did voices. And then we had other people who did all the voices by themselves and all the writing. You know, just so much creativity. And the one that we ended up picking, getting into the... why you guys are probably listening. You're probably like, why are you guys rambling? We want to get to the point.
Get to it.
The one that ended up winning, the quality was excellent. the humor, there's one point in it, and you guys will hear it in a second, there's one point where it explodes into...
Oh, man.
Good. I was, like, on the floor, rolling around. I had to rewind it and listen to it again, just because it was just... That's my favorite part. I don't know what your favorite part is.
This particular episode, I think the one you're talking about is my favorite part of the whole episode. I really liked the news segment they did.
Uh-huh.
Because these guys, they came up with this news segment, and it was funny because it was just so complicated. It was just such this, like, ridiculous, plot of their news story. And I laughed really hard at the way they ended their news story. So.
Yeah, I guess it's about time that we actually play then the episode. And the winner of the 2010 Ceiling Fan Hijack Contest is... Sophie Clamperins! Yeah! All right!
Great job. Guys, you did a really great job with this. In fact, we want the fans to hear how great of a job you did with this. So feel free to have a listen to it right now.
Here it is.
This is The Ceiling Fan.
Hi, Jack.
The podcast where you get to hear Ethan Daniels hyperventilate a lot.
Welcome to Odyssey. What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey.
I'm just finishing up.
Would you like something hot? Hot.
Hi there.
Good evening. I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Odyssey residents are puzzled today. It seems every single mailbox has received a letter requesting all residents to be in the town square for a mandatory town-wide meeting tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. For more on this, we turn to our reporter in the field, Tom Artichoke. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm here at the meeting and... obviously, the meeting is starting. Let's listen.
Good evening, Odyssey. Thank you all for being here. We have a very serious matter to discuss. Yes, Miss Johnson lost a game of cards.
And that's a big deal?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. You see, she lost because of Novacom.
Novacom? Why did Novacom make her lose her game of cards?
Because of the card loss epidemic. Dr. Regis Blaggard, whom you all thought was dead, is alive and is stealing all the cards in Odyssey.
Excuse me, sir. Why is he stealing all the cards?
Because of Mr. Charles, obviously.
Mr. Charles?
Yes. Mr. Charles joined up with Dr. Blaggard, but Mr. Charles liked playing cards too much, and Blaggard was sick of it, so he hired Philip Glossman.
Glossman?
Why are you the one asking all the questions?
Because I have an inquisitive mind.
Yes. Fine. Glossman is posing as a garbage disposal man so he can destroy all card tables.
Sir? A garbage disposal man?
He's posing as a garbage man so he can get on the city council. It's the only way, what with Hank Murray out and about.
What?
Hank Murray doesn't want anyone on the city council now except for garbage men, because the experiment with Monica Stone went too far.
Monica Stone? Experiment?
Yes, the experiment to make him love garbage men.
Why?
Because Richard Maxwell isn't a garbage man.
What?
Monica Stone hates Richard Maxwell because of the earthquake.
Huh?
That town-wide earthquake that was caused by jellyfish, but he framed Maxwell. And Monica hates him now because her cards were destroyed in the earthquake.
So, let me get this straight. Miss Johnson was the victim of an elaborate plan to make her lose a game of cards.
Well, yes, things appear that way, sir.
Perhaps it would be better if we just forgot everything we just heard. Back to you, John.
Well... that was certainly interesting. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
Hey guys, I'm Ethan Daniels, and welcome to this special episode of The Ceiling Fan. Why is it special, you might ask? Well, it's special because today I'm finally going to prove my ultimate biggest Odyssey fandom!
Sure. How are you going to do that?
You'll see in a second. Okay, I just got to pull something up on my computer. Hello? Here.
Ethan, phone call for you.
Oh. Okay, James, I'll be right there. Sorry, guys. Phil, I'll be right back. Okay, James, I'm coming. Hello? Oh, that's weird. Oh, well.
Whoa, who are you? And why are you pushing me into the...
Hey, guys, I'm Ethan Daniels, and welcome to this special episode of The Ceiling Fan. Why is it special, you might...
What? Why did you say that again?
Who are you?
I'm Ethan.
Well, you don't look like Ethan.
I just changed my clothes.
Ethan has blonde hair.
I do have blonde hair.
It's a wig.
It is not. I'm Ethan Daniels.
Guess I'll play along.
Okay, I just need to search on the computer. Okay, Ultimate Odyssey fandom. Nothing came up. Let's try biggest fan. Nothing. Adventures in Odyssey? Nothing. Thing I'm going to use to prove my Ultimate Odyssey fandom on the show in front of Phil and all the listeners and get it out there once and for all. And Katie Lee will call me and say, Ethan, you're so awesome. And I'll be so happy and I'll talk to Katie Lee and Paul McCusker and all the Odyssey team. And it'll be all great. And they'll fire all the actors and just hire me so that I can be the single-handed Odyssey fan. This may take a while.
What the heck are you? What? Ethan? What's going on here?
He's not the real Ethan. I am. Listen to my voice.
Are you joking? He's totally fake. He pushed me into the closet when nobody was on the other line of the phone.
So it took you this long to get out?
Nah, it took me this long to figure out that the door wasn't even locked.
Fake! That story is absolutely fake! He's obviously an imposter.
No, I'm not. You are.
No, you are.
You are.
You are.
Quiet! Okay, until I know who the real Ethan is, nobody does anything. I'm going to ask you questions only the real Ethan would know. If The Ceiling Fan releases on Friday, when do you start working on it?
Easy. 2 Fridays before.
No way. Thursday night.
Correct. School starts at 8 o'clock. What time do you get up?
6:30. Dude, do you even know what I'm like? 9:40, of course.
Correct. You're supposed to take a quiz on Monday. What do you do on the weekend?
Study! Go to the movies?
Wrong! Ethan would work on The Ceiling Fan.
I would? I would!
So, since you're obviously not Ethan, then who are you?
Intern James!
James, what on earth are you doing?
Okay, you caught me. I was trying to prove myself as the Ultimate Odyssey fan.
But everybody knows it's me. It's like a fact.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like your style. What's the deal?
Well, you know how I'm finishing the internship with The Ceiling Fan?
Yeah?
So this was my last chance. If I proved myself as the biggest Odyssey fan,
then after college I could get a job with The Ceiling Fan. Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh yeah, a job with Odyssey would rock, wouldn't it?
James, did you do all this so that you could continue with The Ceiling Fan?
Yeah.
Wait, James? You did this to stay on The Ceiling Fan?
Yeah, great plan, huh?
No, it's just... I want you to stick around, too.
That's sweet, Ethan.
No, I had a plan of my own to make you stay.
Really?
I wrote you a song. Here's the file. Let me play it for you.
Our favorite intern, Jim. Yeah, I do mean you. Contrary to my countless blunders, yes, I know your name. John, please stick around. John, stay on the show. We want you here. We need you here. Please say you are here to stay. Our favorite intern, Jeff. You may be surprised. All I can say is, yeah, I know, I just do that sometimes. Jake, please stick around. Jake, stay on the show.
We want you here. We need you here. Please say you are here to stay. The dog could make the coffee. Bill could hack into my mail. But no one could do the James stuff you just do. James, please stick around.
James, please stick around.
James, stay on the show.
James, stay on the show.
We want you here. We need you here. Please say you are here to stay. Here to stay. Here to stay.
Oh, wow, Ethan. Thanks.
So, you'll stay?
Count on it.
Sweet. You can work with us when you're home from college, and then afterwards we'll give you a job at the ceiling fan.
Do you even have a payroll?
We can make one.
That's very nice of you, Ethan.
I'm sure Phil will be happy to pay you.
Well, we'll see about that.
Woohoo! Thanks, guys.
Oh, by the way, I knew you weren't Ethan a mile off.
You did?
I've known Ethan for too long, and you're not Ethan.
But then why did you go through this whole interrogation thing?
Well, it gave us an episode, didn't it? Oh, wait, hold on. What was it that you were going to show us before you went to answer the phone?
Huh? Oh, yeah, that. Here, let me play it for you.
Ethan Daniels is the number one Odyssey fan.
That was it? Just an obviously edited together clip of Nathan Hubler calling you the biggest Odyssey fan?
Uh-huh. Hey, James, why don't you go sweep the floor or something?
Yes, sir!
I'd better go figure out how we're going to pay James.
Well, thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. This special episode of The Ceiling Fan was written by Sophie Klomparents and directed by Sophie Klomparents and edited by Caleb and Sophie Klomparents. Voice talent includes Sophie Klomparents, Caleb Klomparents, Kevin Klomparents, Trinity Klomparents, and Samantha Nelson.
The Intern James song, words by Sophie Klomparents and music by Caleb Klomparents.
Bye! Okay, ready?
Yes.
Oh, it's recording.
Kill
Wait
him.
A minute.
On the city council. It's the only way, what with Hank Murray, blah, 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 blah.
Hank Murray.
Hank Murray. Okay.
What with Hank Murray?
Because of the card loss, I'm about to...
James, did you do that... That this, so that you can...
Yep. I made... Yep.
Yeah, that's sweet, Ethan. Really sweet. Yeah, that's sweet, Ethan. As sweet as a cherry on top of an ice cream cone that is covered in chocolate and with sprinkles flying and water everywhere and feathers and bananas and apples. And what am I talking about?
So, this is was my...
Sir, a garbled Estrogen man?
a garbled Estrogen man. Ethan, I don't know where it is. You keep it secret?
You keep it secret.
All the time.
Yeah. What? Monica Stone? Experiment? Why?
Try the why again.
Why? Huh?
What? So, let me get this straight.
No! I sound like Tarzan.
Oh, right. Well, there it was. Man, if people didn't catch it, the part I thought was so hilarious was whenever they come in with the song.
The song was genius. It was genius. And then also, I really like I was saying about the news segment when he just like, I think we should just forget everything we just heard. And I really thought that was really funny.
It was very Ceiling Fan-esque.
Yeah, that was the, I liked the way that they were so in touch with the Ceiling Fan, with the characters of Ethan and Phil, and the you know, testing to see which one was the real Ethan.
Right, because not only did they, you know, embody the characters and the way they are, but also to know that much about the ceiling fan and who, like, Ethan is, and to be able to play that, that impressed me. That really impressed me.
And the song impressed me. And I really like the way they just, like, when, you know, their version of Ethan was singing the song and he was getting James' name wrong over and over again, and I love that.
Me and you both being music lovers, and you being, in my opinion, a great musician. And
thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think music is a big part of the Ceiling Fan. You know, we've done some songs, and, you know, we're hoping to do some more, like McAllister Park type stuff, and, you know, it's just such a part of who me and you are that to put a song into their hijack, to actually sit down and write a song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that takes more work than just writing a script. And
seriously, they put a lot of work into their entry, and I really appreciate the amount of work, because, I mean, we put a lot of work into each episode of Ceiling Fan. I mean, of course, we're slackers, and we wait till, like, right before it has to be done to do it.
Yes.
But at the same time, we put a lot of work and a lot of heart into each episode, and you guys really captured that, and it's really flattering and really humbling to see that other people love the Ceiling Fan so much that they're willing to put as much heart and as much effort into it.
Just to let everybody know, what they will be winning.
The awesome prize pack.
An Adventures in Odyssey t-shirt, a Ceiling Fan t-shirt, their choice of an Adventures in Odyssey episode, which I will get Nathan Hubler, Nate Jones, a few other people on the Odyssey staff to autograph that for them. They'll be getting a print picture, like a picture with the autographs of the some of the cast and crew printed onto it. We don't have the original autographs of them because it takes forever to, like, get them to apparently autograph stuff for us. But it looks like they really autographed it, so that's close. And then whenever album 52 comes out, they'll be getting a copy of that. Awesome prizes. I want to thank Nathan Hubler for providing us the picture. It's pretty good. It's a good prize pack. And don't forget, everybody, to listen. Coming up, we're going to have the Fan Hijack Choice Awards. And so you guys will get to vote on your favorite entry. Well, Mark, I guess that's goodbye for us.
Well, not forever. I mean, we're coming back next season, of course.
Oh, of course, yes. Well, we actually have another a little episode coming out next week, too.
That's right. Oh, I got to get a recording of that.
Yes, you do. Either way, we're going to have something coming out next week, and it'll be the retrospective thing that we do apparently every year.
Well, that's all for today, folks. The Ceiling Fan Podcast is a presentation of Tadpole Media Group. Today's episode was written on the spot by Kevin McCreary and Mark Jones. It was produced by Kevin McCreary and KMAP Studios. For more information, check out ceilingfanpodcast.com.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't croak. Don't croak. Don't croak. Don't croak.